Kim?
Did you tell him?
Kim? If they want to do a, just apply to a committee, is this all they need to fill out, right, this form right here?
Same issue in his neck.
Yes. Is there a pinch to it?
I'm talking about just if I gave this to somebody, they want to apply to a committee and turn it into City Hall, this is the form they fill out.
That's the same form, yes, sir.
Okay.
That's the same form.
But there's like a bunch of others they have to fill out now, in addition to the original first.
Yeah, everybody needs to fill out.
So what's that? My opinion on the range within the city limits.
I think everybody needs to fill out.
Being an overexertion of my authority. So he doesn't really have an opinion, you know?
I went to the surgeon, I went to see, there's a lady in there, and she's like this.
No, that's probably a fair assessment.
He's not stating it, because he feels it overreaches his authority.
Yes, ma'am.
Like how many layers?
Sorry, but I can't see.
I said, well, is it painting on? Not all the way.
Believe it or not, I read this twice, somehow didn't make it to the end.
Ready?
Yes, ma'am.
At this time, I'd like to call to order the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of September 12, 2022, and the time is now 6:05 p.m. At this time, anyone will be allowed to speak on any matter other than personnel matters or matters under litigation for a length of time not to exceed 3 minutes. No commission discussion or action may take place on a matter until such matter has been placed on the agenda and posted in accordance with law. Do we have anyone signed up to speak for 3 minutes?
No, ma'am.
All right.
I'm Dane Dunnigan. I'm at 535 East Tuss Smith Road, Tomball, Texas. The Luttrells, they're having a Boggs Huff Smith Cemetery Association fence fundraiser. If any of y'all are able to attend, it'll be the 17th from 11 o'clock to 4 o'clock. They're going to have a car show there. They're going to have vendor booths and everything. And what the deal is, people are dumping trash in the cemetery, mm-hmm. and so they're trying to get a fence around it. And I didn't think about signing up to tell y'all this, but she told us about it at City Council, so I wanted to make sure all of you knew about it.
Thank you very much. And staff, could you see if a copy of that could be emailed out to everyone? That would be very nice. Thank you, Kim. Okay. Staff, are there any reports or announcements to be heard?
Yes. So as I like to do, try to keep you guys up to speed as best as we possibly can. I just wanted to make sure that you guys are aware that, or I'm sure you are aware that the city is in the groove right now for putting on their yearly events. And we have quite a few that are happening in the next month or so. So first and foremost, well, we just had our 9/11 21st anniversary that happened on Saturday and Sunday of this weekend. We are having next Saturday, the second Saturday, which will be a movie. I think it's Ratatouille that's going to be played at the park. We also have National Night Out that's scheduled for October 4th. We have the Big Show, which is going to be scheduled for October 15th. Oh, I'm sorry, in Spooktacular, October 8th. And the Bluesgrass Festival on October 22nd. I wanted to remind folks that we do have a 12th annual economic outlook that's put on by the Tomball Economic Development Corporation, and that's going to be over at the Beckendorf on October 4th. It's free for everyone to attend, so please join us. It's always good information that they do provide to us on what's happening regionally within the community. There was a CUP, which I'm sure you guys were aware of because it came before you, but that got approved, which is a conditional use permit at 817 East Main, which is that place that is on the north side of East Main. It used to be a big blue building, but now it's white. They've done a whole bunch of improvements to it. Mr. Sitz was here, and he was presenting his item. And so that was also approved there. It's going to go to the Board of Adjustment next month for the items that are currently in violation in the rear of the property. The abandonment of Welty Road came before you for the Habitat for Humanity home. That was also approved. The TDC budget was up for discussion, but has not yet been approved, but they are discussing it right now. And the budget for the city's side of things has preliminarily been approved, so which is very exciting. There we are having a very aggressive budget is probably a good way to say it, which is a great thing because there are a lot of capital improvement projects that need to be done and to keep us on the forefront of and up to speed on all of these things. So we need a lot of work to be done at the city. The rezoning was denied at 201 Holdereth Boulevard. If you remember, that was the OTMU, Old Town Mixed Use, that was being requested from single family six to Old Town Mixed Use up on Holdereth Boulevard. Mm-hmm. That was denied at City Council. The rezoning was also at South Cherry and Medical Complex Drive. I may have shared this with you already, but I just want to make sure that you're aware. That one was also denied. That was the DeVasco site. Mm-hmm. It was tabled at City Council for a couple months, actually, on request of the applicant. So that did come forward recently. So just wanted to let you know that was also, that was being a request from going agricultural to commercial on mm-hmm. that corner. The rezoning was approved for plan development 8 back to commercial. This is at the corner, the northeast corner of North Holdereth and 249, where the Costco site is going to go. That was approved for that change, that zoning change. And so have been the approvals for the text amendments. Three of the five have been approved thus far. And we kind of slowed down. We've been bringing them very incrementally because our agendas for City Council have been very large as of late. So since those don't really have a timeline or deadline that are associated with them, we've been just bringing them incrementally. But each of them have, thus far, is the notification requirements from 200 feet to 300 feet have been approved. The driveway separation and from other driveways and intersections was also approved. And the changes to the platting schedule was also approved. So, but that's all I have to share with you at this time.
Thank you very much. Yes. Consideration to approve the minutes of the regular Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of August 8th, 2022. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I move to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner Ross. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there any discussion or corrections to the minutes? Seeing none, thank you. Would you please call the vote, Ms. Kim?
Yes, ma'am. Commissioner Ross?
Aye.
Commissioner Anderson?
Aye.
Commissioner Harris?
Aye.
Commissioner Tagg?
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. B1, minor plat of Habitat Place Addition, a subdivision of 0.3613 acres of land situated in the William Hurd Survey, abstract number 371, Harris County, Texas, being a replat of lots 19, 20, 21, and 22, block 90, and a portion of Welty Street, revised map of Tomball, according to the map or plat thereof, recorded in volume 4, page 25 of the map reference of Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have your presentation, please?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. My name is Jared Smith. I'm the city planner for the city of Tomball. I'll be presenting Habitat Place Addition. This is a minor plat, which is staff approvable. It's located at the summit in the 600 block of Foster Street on the north side of Foster Street. Current zoning of the property is single family six. The intended purpose of this plat is to create two residential lots. Full acreage is 0.3613 acres. Here is the graphic representation of that subdivision plot. And city staff is going to be approving this plat subject to the conditions that I have outlined here on this slide, which were also included in your packets. these conditions are graphic, minor graphic revisions in nature. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have regarding this plan at this time.
All right. Thank you. E2, minor plat of Huff Smith Corville Food Court, a subdivision of 3.070 acres of land situated in the Jesse Pruitt Survey Abstract Number 629, City of Tomball, Harris County, Texas, being a partial replat of lots 497 and 498 of Tomball Town Site, Volume 2, page 65, MRHC. Staff, could we have your presentation, please?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you again. My name is Sharon Smith, city planner for the city of Tomball. I'm representing Huff Smith Corville Food Court. This is also a minor plat, which is staff approvable, located in the 21700 and 21800 blocks on the east side of Huff Smith Corville Road. The location is 21830 Huff Smith Corville Road. Current zoning of this property is general retail. It is creating a single commercial lot, and it is 3.07 acres in size. Here is the graphic representation of this single lot. And city staff did find that this plat was consistent with Chapter 40, Article 2 of our Code of Ordinance, which are the subdivision standards, and we will be approving this plat subject to the conditions that I have outlined on this slide, which were also included in your packets. Happy to answer any questions you may have regarding this plat at this time.
Thank you. Any questions? Seeing none, we'll move on. E3, minor plat of TRMC dash retail being 08.043 acres of land situated in the J.H. Hooper Survey A375 and the William Hurd Survey A178, Harris County, Texas, and being out of Restricted Reserve A, Block 5, Tomball Regional Hospital Subdivision, final plat, according to the map or plat thereof recorded under film code number 424128 of the map records of Harris County, Texas. Could we have your report, please?
Thank you, ma'am. Jared Smith, city planner for the city of Tomball, I'm presenting TRMC Retail, which is a minor plat, which is staff approvable. It is located at 28300 and 28200 block of State Highway 249 on the east side of State Highway 249. Property is within a commercial district. It is creating a single commercial lot, which is 8.043 acres in size. Here is the graphic representation of the subdivision plat. And city staff did find that this plat was consistent with Chapter 40, Article 2 of our Code of Ordinance. We will be approving this plat subject to the conditions that I have listed on this slide, which were also included in your packets. All of these conditions are minor graphic revisions in nature. And I'm happy to answer the questions you may have at this time.
Thank you. Any questions? Thank you. F1. We're going to be removing from the table and considering to approve zoning case P22-213. That is our case from August. Request by Una Holdings LLC to amend Chapter 50 zoning of the Tomball Code of Ordinance by rezoning approximately 1.44 acres of land legally described as being Lot 1, Block 1 of JTS subdivision, from general retail to the commercial district. The property is located at the southwest corner of the intersection of Medical Complex Drive and State Highway 249 Frontage Road within the city of Tomball, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have your presentation, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you. I am the city planner for the city of Tomball last time today. This will all sound very familiar to you as we presented this case to you last month. The request is to rezone property from general retail to commercial. Here is an aerial location map which is highlighting the location of the subject property, which is at the southwest corner of the intersection of Medical Complex Drive and State Highway 249 Frontage Road. The reason for this request is to allow a pawn shop to be operated here. The applicant also intends on operating an indoor gun range as well at this location. Pawn shops are not allowed within the current general retail zoning that this property falls within, which is the reason for the commercial zoning request. And indoor gun ranges would be allowed by right, given that the current city ordinances would classify such land use as amusement, commercial entertainment indoors. Current zoning map showing that the subject property is presently within a general retail zoning classification and has been since 2008. All of the properties within the immediate surroundings are also within a general retail zoning district, and immediately west of the subject site is a conditional use permit that was issued for to allow the hotel that is currently on that site to be taller than what is ordinarily allowed in that zoning classification. Future land use map, which is identifying that this subject property does fall within a corridor commercial future land use category. The corridor comprehensive plan, this category is intended for predominantly non-residential land uses along high-traffic regionally serving thoroughfares. And according to the comprehensive plan, the requested commercial zoning is appropriate and compatible with zoning district for this corridor commercial land use category. Notification map showing the extent of a 200-foot notification buffer. City staff did send out notification letters to all owners of properties that fall within that 200-foot buffer, and we received zero responses in favor and zero in opposition. City staff is recommending approval of zoning case P22-213. This request to rezone the property to commercial zoning is in alignment with the corridor commercial land use category identified in the future land use map, which was adopted by the comprehensive plan and approved by City Council in 2019. Furthermore, the Code of Ordinance states that convenient access to major thoroughfares should be primary consideration for commercial zoning districts. The subject site is located at the intersection of a minor arterial, which is a medical complex, and State Highway 249's frontage road, which is a major thoroughfare as well. Commercial land uses are often located at intersections such as this, as they provide adequate and convenient access and exposure necessary for commercial entities to succeed. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have at this time. Per request at our last meeting, we did dig up a few ordinances from cities within the state of Texas and how they deal with gun ranges. I know that that was a lot of your concerns the last time that we met on this item. And I did provide that information to you in your packets. And I'm happy to discuss any of that if you would like specifically. It seems that the trend is, at least in the cities that I found had ordinances, specifically for gun ranges, they did require, largely all of them required some form of a conditional use permit or a special use permit, which you will see in that form that I provided to you. But again, those are only the cities that explicitly called out commercial gun ranges. Of course, that doesn't account for the few cities that fall into the same category as us, who may view it more as a commercial entertainment and enterprise, right? So I'm happy to answer any questions you have at this time.
Thank you. Will the applicant come forward and present your case and state your name and address for the record?
Jeff Uni, said my address.
Please, sir.
Yeah, I live 37123 Chris Court, Magnolia, Texas, 77355. I'm just here to answer questions. I mean, it's the range is allowable in the space. I'm just trying to get my pawn shop moved there as well, is where I'm at. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you have any questions,
do you have anything else that you'd like to tell us before we move on and consider things?
No, ma'am. I think I said it all last time that we want to do state of the art and entertainment value and enhance the the city of Tomball.
Yes, sir. All right. Thank you. Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Who said that?
Me, Sue.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
The mics are not very loud for some reason.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay, thank you, Commissioner Harris. Okay. Discussion, question. Do you have any additional questions for our gentleman?
I think one of the concerns last time was, what did the police chief, or we're going to get information from him? Was that something that we were going to do, or what was his recommendations?
So we reached out to Chief Burt, and Chief Burt responded in an email that we included in your packet. And basically, the summary of his response was that it wasn't within his jurisdiction as the police chief to approve those types of uses. And there, as I said before at our last meeting, there is a blurb in, oh goodness, and I'm sorry that I forget, it fell into the side of my head. In one of our ordinances, it does give the police chief approval to do what is referred to as a gun range, a rifle range, which is different than what a gun range, an indoor gun range would be, because usually those are located outdoors, and those have, longer distances that go than what a regular handgun would do. And so there is an opportunity for him to approve those types of uses within the city, but this is not that one.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I have some comments I'd like to make.
Do you have any questions for anybody, or just comments?
Just comments.
Okay.
I think it might be important for the applicant to understand where my mind as a commissioner is coming from. I think it's unfortunate that the city of Tomball doesn't have an ordinance concerning indoor gun ranges. So I'm thinking maybe just the timing's off.
They do have an ordinance, and it is approved. I can build the gun range.
Excuse
Correct.
Me, sir. I'm
Correct.
Sorry, but
Correct.
She can address you, but you cannot
yes,
answer her.
The,
we will
yeah.
call you. We'll call you back yeah. up as
okay,
soon
thanks.
As we're done.
Nathan, can you clarify me on that? So my question is, does the city of Tomball have a gun range ordinance?
We don't have what would can. If I'm understanding what you're saying is that we don't have a gun range ordinance, nor do we have. We don't have the. The land use type called gun ranges.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So that doesn't specifically state a gun range.
Correct.
However, where we would insert where we believe a gun range would fit in our current ordinance would be under the
amusement.
Definition of indoor amusement.
Yes.
Yes,
yes.
Ma'am.
That's how I understood it. So
yes,
that's just my first comment. My other comments have to do with the pawn shop and with the correct me if I'm wrong, it's approximately 1.5 acres that this site is, 1.4 plus. And again, I'm still just kind of stuck on this, and I'm kind of confused. And I understand that the gun range, as far as land use, is allowed by right. That is the way it is. There's no denying that. The pawn shop, with everything else being general retail around it, how is a 1.5 acre tract, if we take it and zone it commercial, and forgive me, Jared, if you already answered my question, answer me again, please. How is it not spot zoning?
It's still a form of commercial zoning.
It's still a form of commercial because general retail is a like a subcategory of commercial. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Then we're good there. Then it's just down to getting them both on the same page, both uses on the same page with commercial. Okay. Thank you.
Right.
You've satisfied me. Thank you.
Here.
Sorry I didn't remember that from last time. There was a lot of tabling and other things going on.
Okay. You answered
the
question.
Well, my last comment, I started this out saying mm-hmm. I have comments. I hope in the future the city of Tomball will look at gun ranges, indoor gun ranges, outdoor. I'm thrilled that this has archery. I think archery is almost like a lost art. I have archers in my family. I think that's fabulous. But I would hope the city will look at something like these other examples, Granbury and Amarillo and other cities, mm-hmm. and expand on shooting ranges.
Yes, ma'am.
Just a thought. And I do think we are charged with this committee making suggestions.
Yes, you are.
To
yes.
not only staff, but even perhaps city council to consider. Just consider.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have any questions?
No, my questions have been answered. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Commissioner Harris?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Mr. Hill, would you like to come up and address the comments that you were going to say earlier?
I think we're all on the same page. I don't have anything else to say, honestly.
Okay, well, you had made it, you know, you wanted to address her comment that she had made.
Yes, ma'am, but I think with all the discussion that we're all on the same page.
We got it covered?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
I wanted to give you the opportunity. Thank you. Okay. Is there any other discussion? I have a comment to make. I agree with Commissioner Ross. I do believe since we are going to be addressing as we're going along this next year, as we have since last year, been working on different changes to our ordinances, that these are some other things we should add to the list. And at the same time, if we're going to be looking at this, we're looking at the tree ordinance, we're redoing that. We're going to look at this. And there are several other types of ordinances and changes being made. We need to seriously look down and consider what else may come before us in the future, and perhaps have a roundtable discussion at some point once we come up with a good, firm plan with the city council, and then just discuss what all there is that needs to be addressed, because as time's changing, it's changing very rapidly, and there are things that are being done that are very different from the original zoning map that we did for the city. So that's my question. Okay. Any other questions or comments? Jared, do you have anything? Yes, sir?
Well, I agree with the members on this board that it probably needs to be addressed, but we're going to come across things, and I don't see a city ordinance for everything that's...
No, I don't either.
Yeah, my main concern was that Nathan had brought up the chief of police and whether he had the authority over this, and that's why, I think that's why we tabled this.
Right.
To see if there was going to be any conflict before we decided to do this, and the chief of police just kind of set it back on us. Saying, y'all are going to do this. I'm like, okay. I agree. I think the board operated as it should. We had a question. We tabled it. It was addressed. There are things going to come up in the future, and I have no idea why we are more strict on pawn shops than we are on gun ranges, but somehow here we are.
Right.
Kudos to the board and the questions they raised and how they handled the situation. Mm-hmm.
That brings up a new comment for me, but you're very right about what you're saying. And I think that since this is a new type of use for an area, land use technically, the pawn shop isn't, but the gun range and all is, perhaps we would like to say in our comments, when you speak to council, that you tell them, we'd like them to seriously sit down with the police chief or ask him to do some research into should we be looking at other ordinances in order to legally be able to address any issues if they should come up, or whether or not they do come up, because they could come up for others in the future.
No problem.
Did I say that right?
I understood.
Oh, good. Good. Thank you.
Madam Chairman, I understood exactly what you said.
Thank you so much.
I second that.
Thank you. All righty. Would you please call the roll now?
Yes, ma'am.
Kim?
Yes, ma'am. Commissioner Harris?
Aye.
Commissioner Tagg?
Nay.
Commissioner Ross?
With the tools before us, aye.
And Commissioner Anderson?
Aye.
Motion carries 3 votes aye, 1 vote nay.
Thank you very much. Okay, so, all right, is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Wow. Yeah, that's our only item on the agenda.
Would you like me to, yeah, we could say a little while.
You were talking word.
I second the emotion.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there a second?
Second that emotion.
Thank you, Commissioner Harris. All right, would you call the roll, please?
Yes, ma'am. Commissioner Tag.
Aye.
Commissioner Ross.
Aye.
Commissioner Anderson.
Aye.
Commissioner Harris.
Aye.
Motion to adjourn approves unanimously.
Thank you. The meeting is now adjourned, and the time is 6:34 p.m.
Risk management. That's what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And that can go all the way through.
I mean, the reality is, they launch